This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I don't know much about comic book superheroes, but I do know this. There are two main families, or what entertainment industry executives call universes, to keep track of. One is the collection of superheroes from a company called DC Comics. These include Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, and The Flash. The other is Marvel, which encompasses X-Men, Spider-Man, Thor, and the Avengers. And I'm not taking sides here. This is Sunni Shia stuff, and I do not want to get in the middle of it. But I have noticed one thing. The people who do argue about the differences in the universes don't argue so much about which is funnier. Maybe that's because being funny isn't really the point of superhero entertainment. But as these characters make their transition to the big screen, the creative minds at the helm of DC Comics Universe issued a subtle but unmistakable decree. No jokes. Keep the funny lines and wry takes out of the storylines and scripts. Play it as straight and as safe as you can. And Marvel, on the other hand, actively looked for ways to inject humor and irony into their projects, which included perhaps the most charming and witty superhero picture ever, Guardians of the Galaxy. And that movie managed to rake in almost $750 million and spawned a sequel with many more on the way. Contrast that to DC's Batman v Superman, which so far has garnered more than $800 million but had no jokes. Now, both pictures cost about the same to make. I mean, Batman v Superman cost a little bit more, but the sullen, pompous quality of the DC picture hit audiences the wrong way and have thrown the studio's plans for multiple sequels into panicked limbo. My suggestion to them is keep making them. Just add some jokes. Jokes are good. People like jokes. And if you do it right, there aren't many subjects that can't be more powerful, more memorable, more entertaining, with the addition of a couple more laughs. Now, I told you that so I could tell you this. I have a very talented writer friend who decided that his next script was going to tell the true story of his mother's death from cancer. I can see that I've already lost most of you, so let me rephrase that. I have a very talented comedy writer friend who decided that his next script was going to tell the story of his mother's death from cancer, and he was going to make it funny. The snag here is obvious. Cancer, like DC Comics, just isn't funny. This has to do with the fact that mostly people with cancer die sooner than people without cancer, and that's a depressing thing to put on screen, and the choosers in the business aren't crazy about depressing. Their point, and it's not a terrible one, is that a series about a woman dying of brain cancer didn't seem to have much, you know, comic potential. But here's the crucial tidbit. The script was funny, uproariously so in parts, and moving, and all the other things you expect from a serious subject. Sickness and death aren't, by themselves, what one might call giggles, but they're part of the human condition. They're things we all grapple with at one time or another. And because of that, in the right hands, they're hilarious. So the question we keep asking ourselves, can this be funny? Can I make this subject, war, sickness, sadness, loss, whatever, funny, is, of course, because if you're really telling the story truthfully, it's going to be hilarious. I mean, put it this way. When you get right down to it, superheroes are just eccentric guys running around in their underwear. How is that not funny? And that's it for this week. Next week, we will destroy the business model for KCRW.